Let's start with a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, I just thank you. I thank you, Lord. I thank you that you speak to us. I thank you that you are hearing and answering our prayers. I thank you that you, Lord God, are bringing in such good reports about what you're doing in our country, because your intercessors have been so faithful to pray. I thank you, Father God, for the work that you're doing across the land. Even the things that we don't see, oh Lord God, it's happening. And I thank you. Lord, as I share these two experiences tonight, I just pray that you would settle things around us. I pray that your spirit would be present and you would help me to convey this in such a way that we can grab hold of what you're doing and partner with you to save America. I pray, Father God, that you would ignite our faith. And in some cases, we need our faith to be ignited by digging into your word. But ignite our faith by the hearing of the word, that we would go to you to have our faith encouraged and supported, reinforced even, through your word. Let this time, O Lord God, be a time of really drawing us into you, that we would be a stabilizing force in the earth. I thank you, Father God. I thank you for all you're doing. And I'm just in awe. I'm in awe. We love you, Lord, and we praise you. In your precious name, amen. So, yesterday, last night we shared on the economy to encourage people in terms of the economy. I felt like that was really important. But yesterday morning, the Lord took me through a couple of experiences that I want to share, and I believe that this is going to encourage your faith. And I know it encouraged my faith, but it did more than that. It let me see things through the eyes of the Lord in such an unprecedented way, to be honest. And I hope that it will do the same for you. And then at the end, I'm going to talk about the 9 R's. So yesterday morning, the Lord woke me up promptly at 4:09. And I was wide awake as I looked at my clock. And I knew as soon as I sat up, it was going to be a morning of prophetic revelation. And what I didn't know at the time, there would be an impartation that the Lord would bring. And I heard the Lord say, "Rise up, it's 4:09, the cleaning has begun. I am cleaning house." And I grabbed my journal and my pen, and he spoke, I wrote. There's a few times in my life where the Lord has done this. I don't have questions. I don't get questions. I simply grab my journal and I write, he speaks. And yesterday morning was that type of morning. So This is what he said. The corruption, the economy, the enslavement of my people, the communist, Marxist ideology, it is all coming down. I told you, said the Lord, it would not be easy. The shaking began in 2020 and the exposure rang out across the land. 2026, the year of open books, the Democrats, the rhinos, the communists have been weighed in the balance and found wanting. I'm shaking out the nation. Remember the red and white rug. Big Pharma and the leeches swimming in the swamps of D.C., the communists who open the floodgates to the invasion. Exposure is coming. It's here. Are you prepared? I told you then, that was in 2020, you were at war for the soul of this nation. She's on my operating table, and I'm cleansing, purifying, healing, and restoring her. Do not give up. Stay in the fight. I'm opening the books in 2026. The 250th year anniversary will be one for the ages. It will be one to remember as my hand directs the nation into the true reset to turn us toward the destiny of this land. I will restore patriotism. I will restore morality. I will restore the spiritual life of this land by igniting my heart, the church, to once again beat with the passion and the power that birthed this nation to begin with. If my people only knew what they did, my pastors, my preachers, they were my flames of fire burning the vision and destiny of this nation into the hearts of my people. Rise up and fight, my people. Fight, fight. Fight for my nation, like my servant Charlie, who was willing to die for truth, like my servant Trump, who has been my trumpet to sound the alarm and awaken the people. Rise up and fight. Fight. Fight, he said. What the enemy meant for evil, I will use for my glory. Call forth the weepers and the sweepers. Sound the alarm. Blow the trumpet to ignite the heart and passion of the retainers and maintainers of my nation. It's time for the loyalists to arise. Sound the alarm. It's 4:09. It's time to cleanse the land. I see the swamp rats in D.C. They're fleeing. Rise up, my people. Sound the alarm. The eagle is flying and the swamp rats are fleeing. The flag is waving and the weights are shaking. They're about to fall. They're about to come down. The media, the academia, bloodletting, communism, the church, not my church, the church, the occultic deception, which works to draw men to hell. They're about to come down. Bloodletting, abortion. Let me tell you, we're about to see change. Eight states have initiatives on their November 26 ballots. Human trafficking is being exposed even now. Organ harvesting, there's a huge case in California right now with A.J. Hurley as he has exposed organ harvesting of preborn citizens where the University of California, San Francisco is training abortionists and openly requests dead babies that are always fresh and never frozen. The Lord brought all of this about the bloodletting into my lap in the last 2 days. He said, rise up and fight. Fight for them. These people have been weighed in the balance and found wanting. The Lord began to speak to me about the occultic church as I read an article just yesterday about a New York Methodist pastor who revealed to his congregation that he's transitioning from a man to a woman. He stated in his public announcement from the pulpit, and I quote, I'm not becoming a woman. I'm giving up pretending to be a man. These are cultural Marxists who infiltrated the churches, and now they're working to change the culture of the church that it might serve as a catalyst to advance the cultural shift within the nation. I am telling you, a line has been drawn in the sand. I'm reminded of the word the Lord gave first in 2020, then expounded on in 2023 and 2025. America's Red Sea moment approaches. And in those messages, the Lord gave me the 10 plagues he wants out of the church. The LGBTQ plus movement is one of those plagues. And believe it or not, public announcements, such as that so-called pastor gave to his church on Sunday, are the beginning of the end. Remember Herod Agrippa I in Acts 12? He gave his big speech, and then he was struck down by an angel and eaten by worms. It's 4:09. The house cleaning has begun. Appointed leaders such as these are the ones who function under the compromise of the cultural Marxist Communist Manifesto, releasing deception and cultural witchcraft to unsuspecting people who lost sight of his word. And I finally saw it. I finally saw the greasy swamp of this weight. It is occultic. I remember talking to my mom about that weight, religion. And I kept saying, it's not the true church, it's the, you know, the fake church or whatever. And she said, it's the occult. I finally saw it this week. The LGBTQ plus community is a religion of its own, and this weight must come down. The Lord went on to say to me, the house cleaning has begun. It's all coming down. My eagle will fly free, unrestrained across the land, carrying the flag that represents my nation and its stand, one I placed within its heart against tyranny. Communism will be broken as he soars across the land. Victory is in his sight. Prepare, prepare. Rise up, my people. Prepare to fight, fight, fight. This was the end of that segment, but the atmosphere I awoke with remained with me all day. It was so heavy, and it was so filled with a holy fire. It weighed within my spirit. A little while later, and this experience was unlike anything I can't explain fully, but I'm just going to share what I wrote out. I was out walking, and I was praying, and I suddenly saw the nine R's. The nine R's, if you're in Joel's Army, you know what those are. And I'm going to talk about the nine R's when I'm done with this and explain them. Because as intercessors, as people of God, as those that are seeking God's will for the nation and for our families, it's important we know what they are and we continue to pray into them. I saw the nine R's in 3D form right in front of me. I struggle really still, even now, to explain the details of this experience. I took a step, and suddenly I stepped into the Spirit. I was walking across America. As I did, I witnessed a remarkable working of the heavenly host, the angels, of the nine R's. I can't explain what they look like. They moved so quickly. These angels are on special assignment by the Lord, and they're working on the land. These angelic beings went before me, working on the respective missionary role, sowing into the land the specific work of that R that they're ahead of. I took another step and then another, and as I continue to traverse across the nation, I can't fully explain with human words what I experienced, but I went from walking out on the cold winter morning, hearing the noise of traffic and birds and children, to stepping into the warmth and the quiet hum of the Spirit, where time and space is all relative to God's directives. As I walked, I saw these explosions taking place. They were not destruction, but they were explosions in the spirit. These explosions looked like starbursts bursting forth with the intercessions of the last 26 years. They were bursting with revival, with renewal, with reformation, and so on. The nation lit up with the working of these angelic beings, the intercessions of the saints having sown decades of intercession in the land to uproot communism, I mean, corruption, deception, communism, bloodletting, and to bring forth the awakening, the revolution, and the full and wholehearted reclamation and renewal of our land. They moved so quickly, uprooting, depositing, rebuilding every movement ordered by the Lord Himself. They did nothing without His approval. The work of these angels, it was so magnificent. I saw intercessors begin to pray, and as they did, these heavenly hosts were strengthened and moved even faster, their work even more effective. God has sent them. This land is His land, and He is working more than we realize. I stepped out of this experience and then back into the cold and foggy streets of my neighborhood. The noise of traffic returned, and the birds and the children were playing. But the wonder of what God is doing, even when we don't see it, filled my spirit to overflowing. It was sobering. It was magnificent. It was the wonder of wonders to see God partnering with His people to release His will in our nation, to see what the enemy has done, uprooted. It was remarkable. I know this is a difficult time, but we are in a war unlike anything we've experienced before. It is for the soul of this nation. And in the end, our nation is going to be restored to God's plans and purposes with a true reconciliation with God. It will be beyond comparison. I think honestly, the closest we could compare it to would be Azusa Street. That was a revival that transformed not only America, but over 60 nations were touched by the fires of the Azusa Street revival. The revivals and the hard-hitting messages of the Black Robe Regiment back in the early 1800s. That birthed the Revolutionary War and our independence are a close second. So I'm going to touch on the nine R's, and this message will be sent out by email so you can have it. Our nine R's are available. You can just go to our website, worldforjesus.org, and type in the number nine, and then R and a S, and they will pop up. We have it in English, Chinese, and Korean. The nine R's are there over the course of years. It was a revelation that the Lord gave to Mom. The angel of Reformation was present at our very first gathering. Pastor Lou Luthra, you hear him pray on our line, saw him. Below is a summary. And then, like I said, you can find the full message or the full explanation of this, along with all the scriptures, on our website. The first three R's are God's desire and goal for the nation. The second three sets of R's are get us ready for the battles. And the third three R's is the end product. The first one is revival. That's the great awakening. It brings a deep cleansing to the nations, the church, and individuals, accompanied with supernatural signs and wonders. It will awaken the nation. Think Acts 2. Renewal is the second one. It is a special type of revival, mainly for renewing the first love. The third one is the Reformation. Reformation releases the power of God to dig down to the root of sin and establish a new beginning, repairing the waste places of the generations, Isaiah 58:12. Reformation is necessary to change the very core of human existence. Reformation restores true doctrine and lifts the Christian church, nations to new awakening and deep changes in God. It's the greatest of all special inventions by God. There is no area of life it does not affect. Think about that for a moment. There is no area of life that Reformation does not affect. Even when you don't see it, God is moving, and he's moving deeply within our nation. The angel of Reformation was present at our very first gathering in 1999. And he's been working. Number four, repentance. This is found in Joel 2:12-18. What's needed now more than anything is national repentance. We also get this in 2 Chronicles 7:14, Ezekiel 14. And people say, well, I'm not the one who's been the sinner. Well, Ezekiel 14:14 says that Daniel was one of the three most righteous men in the earth, yet he sat at the feet of the Father and repented for the sins of his forefathers. You can read about that in Daniel 9. Number five, repentance brings revelation. God is going to reveal the kingdom. We pray for the revelation of Jesus Christ yet to come. We know in part, but there is a greater knowing that has been ordained for this time. Pray that he'll prepare his church to be able and ready to receive and embrace his revelation. Pray that he will reveal himself to us. Number six, revelation sparks revolution. We are seeing this functioning in our nation today. The church will arise and reclaim the ancient faith, letting go of compromise. There will be a dramatic end time escalation of kingdom life as a result. There will be a revolution whereupon the lovers of America will arise and take back our country. These are the loyalists that Mom saw. They are the retainers and maintainers that I saw in the vision I gave, I think it was last year, of the weepers and sweepers, retainers and maintainers. And then we think about the day, about what happened during the days of George Washington and Abraham Lincoln. The events that happened during the time of Washington, during the time of Abraham Lincoln, that is the revolution, and you need all of these things to work together to bring forth a revolution. We are in a revolution right now in our land. How fitting that it is during the 250th anniversary. Number seven, reclamation. Reclaiming America and the world needs Christ to reclaim her from the very foundation upwards. We need him to rebuild the ancient ruins and restore the streets of righteousness for our nation to travel on. The Lord spoke to Mom very powerfully and told her that the land of America is the American church's heritage, a gift of love from above. We need to see it as our heritage and seek to protect it as such. He wants us to have the same love for America that he does. This is something, let me tell you, the enemy knows this. That's why they have released so much to turn people against America. Because he is trying to intervene in what God is doing. But God is going to get the victory. The reason America is in trouble today is she is because the church has not kept the land in their hearts as a heritage from the Lord, thus watching over it in righteousness. When the church returns to the nurture and care of this nation in righteousness, America will return to the proper fatherhood role it's been called to among the nations of the world. It's not in the Father's heart to dispossess the First Nations people, but to bring the kingdom to their needy hearts. He wants to give the nation as a whole to his church, which would include the born-again First Nations people. Number 8 is restoration. The Lord is going to restore the nation to God and his glory to the nation. We will turn from our idolatry of the glory of technology, and we will live under the glory of the Lord as he raises people to heal the land. This is a spiritual, emotional, and physical restoration. Number 9, reconciliation. Reconciliation with God and relationships. So reconciliation to God and to each other. This is found in Isaiah 59:20. The First Nations, African Americans, the Asian Americans, and so on. It's a spirit of brotherhood that will envelop the people of this land and bring healing. And the reason why I feel like the Lord has showed me this and allowed me to experience all of this yesterday is because he is doing a deep cleaning in our nation. I cannot tell you the depth of cleansing. As we approach the year of open books, we are already seeing exposure coming. We are already seeing it. And as we approach that, part of that exposure is going to allow for a cleansing of the land. And God has sent forth his angelic host, the angels of the 9 R's, to continue to do their work because the intercessors have been praying for 26 years over the nation. And we are about to see a culmination of all of these years of intercession, of all of the work of the loyalists, of all of the work of those that get out there and knock on doors and get people to vote, of all of the work where we have legislators passing legislation to protect our children, to protect the preborn citizens, to protect the people of this country, while we have people like Elon Musk that is trying to expose the fraud and the waste and the abuse in our nation, because God is cleaning house. He is cleaning house. And we have been granted the privilege to be part of his work on behalf of his nation. America is the last line of defense. And if America goes down, that's it. But if the church will rally up, move into a place of righteousness, if we will clean up this nation, and the church will embrace this nation as its heritage, which was God's design, we will see our nation rise up as a father to the nations. And as a father to the nations, you will be surprised at how those nations begin to turn around. During Trump's first term in office, he went and he met with Kim Jong-un. He went to the DMZ zone. 17 steps. No president in history had done that. Because President Trump is representative of a father. And even though Kim Jong-un is a dictator, and even though he rules his nation in a terrible, terrible way, the reality is he walked around in hip-hop pants. Because he did not see the value of the role to be a leader of a nation. But President Trump's influence on him impacted him. You say, well, he's still a dictator. Yep, he is. But I'm trying to give you an example. If God can use President Trump to grow a dictator up and pierce his heart with a tiny sliver of light that I believe one day is going to open the door for revival to hit North Korea. If he can do that with him, imagine what he can do with the other leaders of the world. Imagine what he can do with the other leaders of the world. He knows how to be a father. Our nation is to be a leading example to other nations. And one of the reasons we have faltered in that role is because of the church's embracing of the world and refusal to see America as our heritage. America is a gift to the church. America is our heritage. And if the church will get its act together and recognize that and stop embracing those 10 plagues, and if you want to know what those are, you can go to our website, America's Red Sea Moment Approaches. There's 10 things listed there. A lot of it is social justice garbage. If the church would let go of the social justice warrior stuff, and start really embracing our role to preach the gospel, to embrace our role to be the conveyor and purveyor of our heritage. As God cleans up the swamps in D.C., as God cleans up the states from the north to the south and the east to the west, we are going to see coming alongside that a catalyst of revival, of reformation, of reclamation, of reconciliation, of renewal in God. We are going to see the release, and we are going to literally be able to experience the nine R's. And if it is anything like what I experienced yesterday, you don't want to miss it. We don't want our children or our grandchildren to miss it. Because there is so much faith. There is so much fire. There is so much life encompassed in that realm. That God wants to bring and allow His church to experience. We will have the faith and the fire. After having been immersed in the 9 R's in that capacity to take the gospel anywhere, we'll go to North Korea. We'll go to any Muslim land. Because the faith and the fire of the living God will go before you and order your steps. This is what we're fighting for. This is what my mom has sacrificed more than you can possibly know to bring forth in this nation. Because it's not just about America. It's about the nations of the earth. I want to encourage you. To get a hold of this, to get a hold of the 9 R's, just a few pages, you can download it, and ask the Lord to reveal tangible 3D revelation. Of the 9 R's in action. I saw the angels working, but I also saw the 9 R's being so deeply established in our nation. It's like the fire of God burning in you. Don't let that passion slip through your fingers. Grab hold of what God is doing and partner with Him. Because in a year, we're going to see a completely different America. There's a lot of work to be done. But God is cleaning house. Let's partner with Him in it. Heavenly Father, I thank You. I thank You for the privilege to see what I will forever have burned into my heart. And I thank You I ask, Lord, that You would help us all to grab hold of the vision and to run with it, to partner with You, to embrace this precious gift, our heritage. And that as the people of God, we would be the mouthpieces of this truth. That we would see today and the coming days through Your eyes. That we could partner with You more effectively in prayer and in our actions. So that we could see the events in front of us through Your eyes and see how it factors into what You are doing in our nation. So that we could recognize and acknowledge what You are doing. And that we could remember, oh God, that this heritage that we have had the privilege to be born into, we would not take it for granted, but we would embrace it wholeheartedly. And we would prepare and we would equip this nation, Lord God, equip this next generation to carry the torch. Because it's not just about America, it's about the nations of the earth. It's much bigger than we realize. Give us the faith and ignite the fire within us. To run this race and fight alongside You. In Your name.